From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said it's time for Iranian-backed militia and their Iranian advisors who helped Iraq defeat Islamic State to go home.
Any foreign fighters in Iraq need to go home and allow the Iraqi people to regain control of areas that had been overtaken by ISIS and Daesh that have now been liberated. Allow the Iraqi people to rebuild their lives with the help of their neighbors.
Tillerson was taking part Sunday in the initial meeting of the Saudi-Iraq Coordination Committee in Riyadh. Indiana University's Hussein Banai said it appears to be intended to limit Iran's presence in Iraq and elsewhere in the region.
This is something that obviously the Saudis and many of the other Gulf Cooperation Council countries have been lobbying Washington on. Going back to the latter part of the Bush administration, throughout the Obama administration, and now in the Trump administration, they finally have found a willing partner to actually support that move.
Ties between Shia-majority Iraq and Sunni-led Saudi Arabia have been strained since Iraqi dictator Saddam Hussein's 1990 invasion of Kuwait. Saudi Arabia reopened its embassy in Baghdad in 2015. The two countries have since reopened a border crossing and resumed flights between the two capitals. Tillerson visited Qatar and is scheduled to make stops in Pakistan, India, and Switzerland. Ethnic clashes between Oromos and Amharas in Ethiopia have resulted in at least 11 fatalities in the past week, centered on the restive Oromia region, the country's largest province. Nearly 700 died there last year, forcing the government to impose a nearly one-year state of emergency, following a proposed development plan issued by Addis Ababa that opponents charged amounted to a land grab. This is VOA News. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe's ruling Liberal Democratic Party bloc scored a big victory in Sunday's snap election, keeping its two-thirds supermajority in the lower house despite suffering some losses. LDP supporter Satoru Abe, no relation to the Prime Minister, said the results reflect who the people believe is most capable of protecting the country. The Prime Minister said the election turned on the growing North Korean threat. It was an impressive win, but with little opposition, according to Temple University Asian Studies professor Jeff Kingston.
The big benefit to the ruling coalition was that they were running against a divided opposition. And when the ruling party is running against more than one other candidate, the opposition divides the anti-LDP vote, and the LDP romps to victory.
Mr. Abe must now win re-election next year as LDP leader. Two northern Italian regions voted overwhelmingly Sunday for greater autonomy from Rome. More than 90% of those casting ballots in Lombardy and Veneto said yes to enter negotiations for a better financial arrangement. Lombardy President Roberto Maroni said he's happy with the result and intends to go to Rome to seek additional resources. Unlike Spain and Catalonia, these referenda were undertaken within the Constitution but are not binding by Rome. Slovenia's incumbent president Borut Pahor will face a second-round runoff November 12 after falling short of a first-round election victory Sunday in his bid for a second five-year term. Mr. Pahor took 47% of the vote. He'll face Kamnik mayor Marjan Saric, who took 25%. In Argentina, candidates backed by pro-reformist president Mauricio Macri swept a victory Sunday in midterm elections, likely resulting in his first legislative majority since taking office in 2015. In Buenos Aires, Mr. Macri's former education minister, Esteban Bullrich, led former President Cristina Fernandez, but she's still expected to secure one of three Senate seats. Nearly 600,000 Rohingya Muslims have now sought refuge in Bangladesh following a cross-border crackdown in Myanmar, also known as Burma. Michael Dunford is with the World Food Program trying to care for the growing humanitarian crisis.
WFP's already fed 580,000 refugees. Just yesterday, we fed an additional 10,000 as they came across the border. But we're still scaling up. We still need to reach up to 1 million people.
He said the WFP will need more than $50 million in the coming months. In Syria, U.S.-backed rebels claim to have captured a major oil field in Deir ez-Zor province as they press an offensive against Islamic State with support from U.S. airstrikes and special forces. Elements of the Syrian Democratic Forces took possession of the Al Omar oil field. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.